beauty inside out on RadioMD.com. Here are David Pollack along with Lisa Davis.
I love doing the show with David because I learn so much every time we do the show, and David always seems to have the answers. David, how do you do it? How do you always have the answers?
I listen to our show.
I have more questions.
It's old age. I've been doing this for so long, and all this experience, it's added up, and I've learned more than I realized. But, you and I have talked about this. We get so many emails from the listeners asking different questions. And so why don't you take a look at some of the emails you've gotten in and hit me with a few more questions and see if we can get stumped here. See if we can answer
them all. All right. What can I do to avoid dry skin?
Don't get it. Oh, now, change your lifestyle, because that's really what's causing it. There's several things that cause dry skin. First of all, no soap. And that sounds funny to somebody who hasn't listened to our show long enough, but I preach against not using soap. There are liquid cleansers. There are liquid body washes. There are soap-free cleansers. Foaming products are not necessarily soap. A bar of soap has to have a high pH to turn it into the bar. And so high pH bars of soap will disrupt your skin's pH. Your skin's pH is naturally acidic. While I get off on my tangent of being a chemical geek, which I am, the key is finding products that work naturally with your body. And if your body's pH is correct, it will rejuvenate itself. So when you disrupt it, like with a bar of soap, it leaves a residue on the skin and disrupts your pH and actually destroys part of your lipid barrier, the protective barrier, and dries out your skin. The other thing you can do that you'll see a difference to your skin in no time is exfoliate. Don't use a harsh exfoliator. Use a gentle exfoliator, one with either jojoba beads or crushed rice or something that'll give a light exfoliation to remove the dead skin cells. Dead skin cells are only going to block your moisturizer as you put it on and clog pores. So no soap, exfoliate, and then use a moisturizer. You'll laugh how many people tell me they don't use a moisturizer. And that is critical. A moisturizer is going to replenish some of the lost moisture, obviously, but it's also going to help repair the skin, and it's going to help lock in some of the moisture. So you want to look for one maybe with a high level of hyaluronic acid, listed on the ingredients as a sodium hyaluronate. Well, that sounds like a chemical. That is something naturally found in almost every cell of our body, so it's Mother Nature's way of hydrating the skin. So find a moisturizer with sodium hyaluronate, exfoliate, and don't use a bar of soap, and you are going to see a difference to your skin in a matter of a couple days. It'll be amazing.
So I love your Pure Attitude moisturizer for my face. Can I use that on my arms and legs too?
You can use it all over. And I got to tell you, we need to extend it into a body line. And the reason is, let's talk about it from a science point, not trying to talk about product, but just talk about it from a science point, is that it doesn't use water as the main ingredient, or at all. It uses hyaluronic acid. Water doesn't necessarily moisturize the skin you would think. Drinking water will moisturize your body from the inside and help hydrate the body, but putting water on the outside is only going to strip your skin of its natural oils. So using a moisturizer that's based on a hyaluronic acid is using what's naturally found in the body, and it'll grab moisture from the air and bind it to the lower layers of the skin. So your best bet is find a moisturizer that's properly created with the high levels of it.
Now, what about lip balms? Because my lips tend to get dry this time of year.
Different story. Your lips aren't going to absorb anything. So putting things on your lips like that isn't going to necessarily do it. What I suggest is either some of the natural oils or a shea butter or a cocoa butter, but any of the butters or natural oils are going to seal in the natural moisture. So there, you can buy some of the store-bought ones because they may contain a flavor because you enjoy it, but reality is any of them, and I don't care which one, they're all about the same, because all they're going to do is seal the lips and provide a little bit level of locking in the moisture. So just get a little jar of shea butter, get a little bit of olive oil, get a little bit of sweet almond oil. They may not have the best taste on the lips, but the shea butter may be the best, but just rub it on the lips and it's going to lock in the moisture, soften the lips in no time. And you'll laugh. Also exfoliate the lips. A light exfoliator on the lips will get rid of the dead skin cells and prepare it for locking in the moisture. So a lip balm, I think, is essential as we go into the winter months.
All right. Now, this is a question that I've heard a lot. Sugar or salt scrub? I like the sugar scrub because if I have a cut, the salt scrub stings like crazy, but maybe the salt's good for the cut. I don't know.
You know, that's a good point. Anything with an open wound, I suggest not using stuff on, of course. Salt, you know, just like my mom always has me, especially when you're fighting a cold, is gargle with salt water. Salt will help disinfect. It has all kinds of minerals in it, things like that. So you're good in that sense. But when it comes to skincare and exfoliating, I prefer the sugar, as you do. And that's because salt can be drying to the skin. So I'd rather see you use a granular sugar, and that's going to exfoliate the skin without necessarily drying the skin. And also some of the large grains of salt, like a sea salt, I'd say you could use on your heels maybe or your elbows, but the rest of your body, it's so harsh, all it's going to do is actually irritate the skin. So using the sugar is a great, great, great exfoliator. Look for it in an oil base or a very heavy cream base or something that's going to help moisturize and allow it some lubricity so it spreads around.
Now, recently I got one, David, that had all natural ingredients. It was wonderful sugar scrub with nice oils, but it said it was for your face and body. Now, I thought it would be too heavy to put on one's face. If someone had really dry skin, do you think it'd be okay?
And what product? What was it?
It was a sugar scrub, and it was kind of big granules. I was surprised. Yeah.
Okay, then it's a marketer saying use it for both. You know, here's my one product, you can use it for both. If the grains are very large, I'd say use it on your heels, use it on your elbows, use it on your knees. If you have sensitive skin or mature skin, I would use smaller grains because the sharp grains on the salt can actually irritate the skin and cut the skin in microparticle sizes, but it's causing an effect. The smaller sugar grains, or for the face, I prefer, as we've mentioned before, jojoba beads or purifying rice. They're soft. They'll exfoliate the dead skin cells that need to come off, but it won't irritate the skin or create a redness after. You've used a salt scrub, or you've used some of the heavy grain scrubs, and doesn't your skin look red at the end? Well, that's because you've irritated it.
Yes, it does.
Okay, so you're looking for things to soothe the skin. Why? All it's done is irritate it. So you want to use smaller grains on the face and on the body. Again, I'd use sugar, except for your heels. You know, your knees or your elbows. Those are harsh, harsh skin. They can handle the toughness of the large grains.
All right. Now, is there a way to prevent dark circles under your eyes?
You know, that's a good question. I'm going to tell you no. A lot of it's hereditary. A lot of it, some of it's due to lifestyle. I think what we're good at, and I say that, use products that'll help reverse the damage, and that may help prevent some of it, but you're not going to be able to prevent them completely. There are new peptide technologies. There are things that can help get the blood circulating. So there are things out there that you can, but I'm going to tell you, it's probably one of the most difficult things that we target. I think the eyes are definitely a different skin type than the rest of our area, the rest of our body, the rest of our face. There it's a lot thinner skin, it's a lot gentler. So I'm going to say, first of all, definitely use an eye cream no matter what type eyes you have. No matter if you have no wrinkles, you have wrinkles, you have whatever, you want to use an eye cream, especially at night. If I had my preference, I like using an eye gel in the morning, something very light. I know you use, we've talked about the hyaluronic based or Fountain of Youth. That's what I use around my eyes in the morning. But at night, I use an eye cream or a gel cream around the eyes to prevent dark circles. There are things that will refract the light. Again, there are things that will help get the blood circulating. It'll help reduce the appearance, but nothing's going to completely prevent it. I don't care what it says on the bottle.
Now, one thing that I like to do in the winter, because my hands get so dry from being in the heat and then going out in the cold air, I like to make a salve. Well, I don't make it. I like to get a salve and then put those little thin gloves. Have you seen that, David? And you can relax and deep. Do you have a recipe for a nice salve like that, a nice thick balm?
We do, and we'll put it up on the website, because truly you can do it with some beeswax and some shea butter and some natural oils, and you can experiment and come up with your own. You know, reality is, once you've put them on, it's going to seal in the moisture, and that's all it's doing. Especially, you've seen some of the paraffin dips or paraffin wax dips, same sort of thing. It's going to lock in the moisture when you put the gloves on over it. I'll tell you another great trick. You can do the same for your feet and for your heels, but do it and put a pair of socks on and sleep in them overnight. That's a model's trick of those that have to appear with either fancy shoes or have to show off their hands or their feet or whatever they model. And so to look good from head to toe is, again, use, like you say, some of these salves or balms on the skin. You know, you and I have got a bunch of these tips. We'll keep talking about them in future segments. We'll post some on the website, but I know we're running out of time today. So keep the emails coming with your questions. Lisa and I look forward to answering them in future segments. I'm David Pollack with my co-host Lisa Davis, and you're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay tuned, stay beautiful, and stay well.